You can buy Twinkies on the cheap right now. Safeway, just around the corner from our office here in Washington, has them on sale, 2 boxes for $5. So the NPR Science Desk was inspired to take part in the fine, long-standing tradition of experimenting with Twinkies. NPR's Allison Aubrey reports on their findings.
My colleagues Julie Rovner, our health policy correspondent, and Adam Cole, a new addition to our team, had one idea. So what is your experiment, guys?
All right. I think this is the classic example of the immovable object meeting the irresistible force.
All right, let's hear it.
I want to know, if you put a Twinkie into Mountain Dew, will it dissolve?
Aha. Playing off Pepsi's claim in a recent lawsuit that a mouse would disintegrate in Mountain Dew.
So we got our big 2-liter Mountain Dew.
And they've poured it into a bowl. Now, there's long been speculation about the Twinkie's amazing structural properties. It's rumored that the perfectly spongy and delicate cake will stay intact if unopened for years and years. It apparently survived flights on the NASA space shuttle. So how sturdy is it?
Yeah.
All right, and we are dropping the Twinkie into the Mountain Dew. Oh,
it's
but it's
floating. This just in, Twinkies float in Mountain Dew.
We'll see in a moment if it actually disintegrates. Meanwhile, ideas for other experiments poured in. At what temperature do Twinkies ignite? Do they explode in the microwave? Is the Twinkie magnetic? And my favorite, from Brain correspondent John Hamilton, is the Twinkie addictive? Now, how would you test that? Well, start with lab rats, of course.
Well, say you had a rat in a cage, right, and every time they hit the bar, another Twinkie would come out. My question is, would they keep hitting that bar until they literally died from eating Twinkies?
Wow. Loving the Twinkie to death? That would be taking Twinkie love a little too far. Now, back at the Mountain Dew lab, I asked Julie and Adam if they've ever eaten a Twinkie.
Oh, yeah, of course I've had a Twinkie.
I have never had a Twinkie.
And Adam says he doesn't plan to try one, even if it is an endangered icon.
There's one thing for sure. I do not want to drink or eat any of that.
So could there be a generational divide here? The 20-somethings like Adam, who grew up with an irreverent take on the Twinkie, seeing it as an abstract object, a toy even, to play or experiment with, not real food. And then there are those of us who grew up loving the Twinkie, looking forward to seeing it in our lunch boxes. Can you guess which group my colleague Dick Knox, our medical correspondent, belongs to?
Oh, I love the cream center. And, you know, surrounded by all this kind of fluffy light. It's just kind of luscious.
Dick says when he was a kid, unbeknownst to his parents, he opened up a charge account at Parsons, his corner grocery store, and started buying Twinkies for all of his friends.
That's how you became the ambassador to Twinkie.
Right. I was very popular for about a month, and then my father got this bill from Parsons.
Needless to say, the Twinkie fest ended, but Dick says his love for them did not. So back to that 20-something experiment. How's that Twinkie doing after 2 hours in the Mountain Dew?
It's not disintegrated. It is still intact.
No, I think a little bit of the outer coating came off, but boy, that Twinkie still looks like a Twinkie.
Mm-hmm.
An immovable force that's worth saving? Or is the Twinkie an icon that we can let go? Allison Aubrey, NPR News.